In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
I occasionally hear people lament how kids grow up too fast these days, how exposure to media robs kids of their childhood earlier and earlier, that their carefree days are jarred at ever younger ages. While that may perhaps be true if one only looks at the last 60 or 70 years, that kids grow up faster than kids did, say, in the 1950s or 60s, the privilege of having an extended childhood for most of human history was almost non-existent. Or to put it another way, to be able to see teenagers as still part of childhood is a luxury of modern society. Unless you were particularly wealthy, from the beginning of time all the way through and including the Industrial Revolution, age 12 or 13 meant either working the farm or trade or finding employment if you were a boy. If you were a girl, an arranged marriage was coming your way around age 14 or 15. England passed the first child labor law in history in 1833. Which barred children under age 9 from working in factories. Once you hit 9, though, of course, childhood was over. And even the ancient Jewish bar bat mitzvah declared a boy to be a man and a girl to be a woman at what age? 13. 13, with the responsibilities of adulthood. Now, I remind you of all of this because of what I'm going to share with you about an amazing teenager named Nina, known to us as the Apostle to Georgia. And Georgia, by the way, that's the nation north of Turkey, south of Russia on the Black Sea. Nina was an only child raised in Asia Minor, now called Turkey, by very pious parents. This was the 3rd century, the late 200s. When Nina turned 12, her parents brought her to Jerusalem and abandoned her. Nina's dad went off to become a monk. Her mom was ordained a deacon by her uncle, who was a bishop and attached to a church. And yes, the Orthodox Church had women deacons at the time. Now, I have to admit, I was a little salty towards her parents the first time I heard this story. And if I'm going to be really honest, I still get a little salty hearing this story. But I have to remember not to judge other cultures by our own, and that 12 to 14 was the beginning of adulthood for most of human history. Now, fortunately, Nina was taken in for 2 years by an elderly woman in Jerusalem. This woman shared stories of all the peoples and the cultures of the known world, and Nina was captivated. And this woman also shared a legend that the robe of Jesus, the one the soldiers cast lots for, had been taken to the country of Georgia and never seen again, and that the people of Georgia had not yet heard the gospel message. And Nina felt a deep calling well up within her, and she wanted both to find this robe to see if it was really true, this robe of Jesus Christ, if at all possible. And she had the desire to share the Lord's loving gospel with these people that had not heard it. So when this woman, Nina, reached the ripe old age of 14, I don't know if you know any 14-year-old girls, but the ripe old age of 14, the Virgin Mary appeared to her in a dream, encouraging her to go to Georgia. Now Nina responded, "Just a minute, women don't have a whole lot of power and influence in the world. What's going to happen to me? Who's going to listen to me?" And Mary said, "The power of the cross of my son will be with you." And when Nina awoke, in her hand was a cross made of grapevine. Nina tied the cross with a lock of her own hair and set off for Georgia. And you can see the cross in the icon, made of that stiff grapevine with a lock of her hair tying the center together. And when this 14-year-old arrived in Georgia, she saw that the people's religion consisted of making and worshiping idols, frightening idols, terrifying-looking idols. And then the people would make these idols and then bow down in abject fear before them. That was their religion. Now, Nina did not judge them. She didn't look down on them. She didn't say, "Look at those wretched pagans." It says in her story, when you read it, it says, Nina was filled with sorrow for these beautiful people, seeing them filled with fear. And was filled with compassion and hope that they would embrace the true God of love and mercy. So Nina ended up attaching herself to a husband and wife gardening team who were in the employ of the Queen of Georgia. The people began to be drawn to Nina by the love and light she shined on everyone she met. And she was given also the grace of healing. Now, if you were a citizen of Georgia, and you've been raised to fear these array of gods, these idols, and then someone comes along, not with judgment, but radiating love and light and strength and confidence and kindness and friendship and deep prayer and spirituality, and brings healing to your inmost being and occasionally to physical ailments, you're going to be curious. You're going to be curious about her source. Where is she getting this from? And that's what happened. People began to ask her. And that opened the door wide open for Nina to begin preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. A God not like their idols demanding fear, but a God who loves with sacrificial love so much so that he gave his own life for them. And throughout her life, Nina preached and taught the gospel of our loving Savior and gifted some level of healing to everyone that she encountered. Eventually, even the king and queen of Georgia were introduced to this amazing young woman and were eventually converted from their idols to the love of Jesus Christ. This conversion of an entire nation earned young Nina the title equal to the apostles. Now, one last bit. Nina never did find the robe of Jesus that she had hoped to find. But near the end of her life, she was told a fascinating story. Apparently, the soldier who won Christ's robe at the crucifixion when they cast lots for it sold it to a Georgian couple who brought it home with them. And when the wife died, she was buried with it. Nina asked to be shown this woman's grave. And in that time, a great cedar tree had grown from the ground there. In that moment, Nina realized that the robe of Jesus is not some kind of fabric that grows old, but is instead the Savior's loving embrace, which now surrounds these beautiful people. We'll talk a bit more about Nina actually at Adult Ed. But for now, the next time someone says that kids grow up too fast these days, remember this girl. Abandoned by pious parents at age 12, and then who courageously brought the love and light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a fear-filled nation at age 14. Amen.